keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Oh, the grandpa just make 80 years old. Oh, man, he's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Peg leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Won't you cha-cha with me, cha-cha-cha? That was the Orientals on the Crystal Ball record label, something that came out in the late 50s probably, but not issued till Crystal Ball put it out in the late 70s. It was called Won't You Cha-Cha With Me, as I said, by a group called the Orientals. Hi there, and welcome to the December 16th, 2010 edition of the Big Beat Show right here at WRSU-FM New Brunswick. I think I got a pretty good show for you tonight. Some oddball stuff, which is, I guess that's what we play all the time. Oddball stuff here, because I'm an oddball guy. My name is Lou Rallo, and I'm going to open up with something that I almost kind of wish there was a visual on this one. Guys, I think you know what I'm saying. But right now, I'll tell you what. It's a cold winter. I need some vitamin H. So, and it's, by the way, I'm playing some really good stuff tonight. So put on your headgear, your body armor, take your heart pills, and turn up the volume just a little bit, and guys, visualize on the Robbie record label, 1960, a group called the Four Seasons, not the famous Four Seasons. Here they are with Nancy's Trampoline.
Well, I want to tell you about that. into the driving scene, but all the Nancy wants to do is bounce on a trampoline.
Just got off of work and I was feeling fine. Jumping all around. I ran around the corner, made the backyard scene. There was my Nancy on her trampoline. I said, come down to earth, baby, get your feet on the ground. Bouncing all around, bouncing all around. Well, I was mixed up, I couldn't think straight. I was so mad, I felt like breaking a date. I loved her so, I couldn't stand there. I may as well join her up in the air.
Bouncing around, climbing.
I'm gonna go. Gonna want nobody, nobody else but you.
No, never, 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 no, never.
Do 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 do. Never, never, never. Do 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 do. Never, never, never. You can take all.
This is Lionel Hampton, and you know, you better get a move on, because there are just 14 more shopping days till Christmas.
with you, heart and soul, the way a fool would do, madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I beg to be adored, lost control and tumbled overboard, gladly. That magic night we kissed there in the moonlight. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before was mine so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul.
That's a later version of the Ink Spots. There's about 30 or 40 or 50 versions of the Ink Spots out there that made records. But that one's not too bad. I think about 1960. I'm not sure. The picture on the cover does have Deke Watson on it, and he probably is in that group. I believe that was him singing lead. Don't know who the rest of them were, but obviously on the Audition label, as I said, probably early 1960, around there, Heart and Soul by the Ink Spots. And just before that, Ace Kennedy and the Candies on Phillips Records, June 1963. And if you couldn't tell what the title of that one was, it was Never, Never, Never. I don't think anyone ever sang that many nevers in a song under 3 minutes. Ace Kennedy and the Candies, Never, Never, Never. Nancy's Trampoline, yeah, by the Four Seasons on Robbie Records. Here's a group called the True Tones. They call themselves the True Tones. And there were several groups called the True Tones. This one came on the Soulville label. Soulville, 1965. The True Tones. And That's Love. Nice mellow ballad by a group called The Ballads on Ron Chris Records, October 1960 is when that one came out. And that was called Somehow. The group consisted of Dick Arnold, Bob McGowan, Frank Arone, and Jack Davis, I believe. The Ballads on Ron Chris Records. And it was The True Tones on Soulville from 1965. And that's called That's Love. I'm going to apologize for not being here last week. There was a scheduling conflict between me and a basketball game. You know, the basketball game always wins. But I'm really happy to be back here tonight. But the bad news is another basketball game next week. So the Big Beat Show will not be on next Thursday, but back on the scene on December 30th for another edition of the Big Beat Show. This is that, you know, that time of year where we have preemptions for occasionally for football, but basketball, men's and women's basketball is coming up. So going to have to put up with that for a while, but that's what we do. Now, let's go up-tempo again. A 1961 on Cold Picks off of their album only, I believe, on called Blue Moon. It's probably out, maybe as a single also. The Marcells and Crazy Bells.
Church bells ringing all over town, cause my little girl just pushed me down. First to go ding and then to go dong. What's the matter with you, boy? Can't you hear that gong?
Crazy bells in my What's the matter with you, boy? Can't you hear that gong? Crazy bells in my heart.
Can't you hear them ringing?
Yeah, turn the volume up a little bit right now.
I wished I was somewhere in Spain, where they all say, Sisi, I'd like to be on some big ship heading for Paris. I'd like to be in Mexico, where they fight the bull, in Argentine or the Philippines, but I need my pockets full. I wish I was in India on some strange caravan. I'd like to be in a house somewhere in Japan. I wish I was in Trinidad, where they dance and sign, in Italy or in Germany, but I can't afford to pay. I ain't got no money.
No, no.
I ain't got a dime. No, 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 no.
All I got is a whole lot of imagination and a whole lot of time.
I was in Portugal collecting souvenirs. I'd like to see what's going on over in Argel. I wished I was in Hawaii without a single care, in Amsterdam or in old Siam, but my pocketbook's too bare. I ain't got no money. I ain't got no money. I ain't got a dime.
is Harry Douglas speaking for the Deep River Boys and wishing each of you one of the best Christmases you've ever had.
I know someone who wants you. Guess who?
We're back with some more information for you about what I played in music. We got in Crazy Bells by the Marcells on their first LP on Cold Picks Records from 1961. I happen to notice the price tag on that from Lowell's Record Shop in Orange, New Jersey for, what is it, 89 cents?
99 cents?
89 cents I paid for that album. It must have been in a cutout bin at that time, and I'm glad I have it. It's probably worth $89 now. And let's see, then we heard here's what it's called, Whole Lot Imagination by the Robins on RV Records, June 1960 is the date of issue on that. A later conglomeration of the Robins, of course, and this group at that time contained Terrell Leonard, Billy Richards, Roy Richards, and Grady Chapman, although I couldn't hear Grady Chapman's voice in there at all, but he was in there. And then just now, the Four Kings on CJ Records, 1960. And something called Guess Who. Boy, I tell you, it was really nice. Saturday was at a very special sort of a private taping that Mark Del Costello did, a filming of the Continentals, which is eventually going to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And fabulous day, I tell you. It was a lot of really, really great people there. If you're a friend of Mark Del Costello's, you know the DVDs will be out fairly soon, probably before Christmas. It was very nice to meet several people down there, really great people. Ron Kennedy of the Blue Notes, I'm really glad to have met Ron Kennedy. What a great guy, and a lot of information that he shared with us at the dinner table afterwards. It was very nice to meet him. Sammy Strain of the Little Anthony Imperials and the OJs was there also. Another very nice guy, and John Jones, the original bass of the Continentals, was there. He's General John Jones. He became a general in the Army, I jive you not, after he left that group out of Brooklyn, went into the Army, and became a general. He is retired now. Great, great guy. All three of them are. And I'm really happy that I was there to meet them. I want to thank everybody for the emails and cards that I've received so far. It's kind of complimenting me. I don't know why everybody's trying to butter me up, because that's okay, this show. You know, I'll take it. It's all right. Now, by the way, happy holidays to everybody. Right now, let's see. I'm over here on turntable number one. And I guarantee you will like this. I don't usually guarantee things like that, but I guarantee from 1961 on the Asnice label. Here are the Jivin' Juniors and Sweet as an Angel.
Let's go.
Oh, man. 1961. At a label out of Woodside, Queens, New York. The Bud label. B-U-D. The Elder Rays and Nights of Ecstasy. Just a great recording. And I knew you thought, like I said, you did. You liked it, didn't you? I could tell from the way you looked. The Jivin' Juniors on Asnis Records, 1961. And Sweet as an Angel. We're going to hear from Rosetta Howard and the Big Three Trio with Willie Dixon in the Big Three Trio on Columbia Records 1947, something called Ebony Rhapsody. But just before we get to that, from June 1964 on the Valiant label, V-A-L-I-E-N-T, number 6049, here's Danny and the Memories and their version of Can't Help Loving That Girl of Mine.
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. Ooh.
I'm gonna love one girl till I die.
Ooh.
Can't help loving that girl of mine.
Ooh. She's lazy, some say she's slow.
Make the old mama do that.
Oh, Lord, yes, the web and dentist. Oh, the mark finger, the old sender. Swinging to that ebony rhapsody. Lady Rhapsody. Instead of playing music like you do, there's a fine little party voodoo. They keep swinging that thing while singing that Ebony Rhapsody. Until they make the old thermometer last. Oh, Lordy, yes, the way of Andennis. Oh, the mark singing, hey, Hosanna. Swing to Ebony. Swing into that Ebony Rhapsody.
Oh, how I wanted to tell you my name. Just what I feel in my heart. Oh, my wonderful one.
Tell me, man,
how I adore you through the day and the dark. I'm longing for you. Won't you tell me?
I guess that was some Italian in there. I guess that's what they were saying. The Visions on Big Top Records, 1961. And by the way, they also got a lot of English in that record. Tell Me Your Mind by The Visions. And just before that, Rosetta Howard and the Big Three Trio on Columbia, 1947. And Ebony Rhapsody, one of the first songs I ever played when I was on first started the Big Beat Show. I didn't start it in 1981. It's been on since 81. I've been doing this since 1994, the longest-running vocal group-only show in the entire world. And what? Oh, yeah, Can't Help Loving That Girl of Mine by Danny and the Memories on Valiant Records from June of 1964. It is really cold out there. I'll tell you, some people like the winter. Some people really, really like the springtime. A lot of people like the summer, but me, I don't know, I'm a fall guy.
This longing in my heart for you.
Fall guy, oh, I tried so hard to break the spell,
but deep inside I know so well I'm helplessly with all your charms, and long to hold you in my arms.
Fall guy,
I don't
It was November 1954 that the Five Jets out of Detroit issued that recording on the deluxe label. That was called Please Love Me Baby, and it was the VIPs on Carmel Records, March 1963, with something called Fall Guy. I'm not really a fall guy, by the way. I like warm weather. Spring and summer's fine with me, and I'll take September, but not this cold stuff. Not at all. Got, let's see, time for maybe one, two records. I don't usually play Christmas stuff, but, you know, I try to get this thing, a little bit of this in every Christmas anyway. This is something unreleased by the Debonairs, recorded for Combo Records. Going to hear just a little bit. Maybe we can even get the whole thing in this time. Let's see. This is called Christmas Time by the Debonairs. How about now?
Now there it is. The snow is falling, it's Christmas time again.
Toward the end of December, when the weather's getting chilly, the little boys and girls start feeling willy nilly. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I know it's Christmas.
Time.
When mother's in the kitchen, stuffing
turkey,
and little baby sister is acting kind of perky.
Most of all,
when snowflakes fall, I know it's Christmas.
Christmas time.
since I'm not going to be here next week, I want to wish everybody happy holidays, continuing happy holidays, actually, and I'll be back, as I said, on whatever, December 30th, I guess it is, somewhere around there. Unreleased Debonairs on Combo. Christmas time.
I know it's Christmas time.
Yes, and it soon will be. And I've got to get out of here. I've got time for one more recording. By the way, I may not have mentioned Fall Guy, or maybe I didn't make it clear. It was by the VIPs. Thanks for the call, Dennis. And we'll end it tonight. From 1966, actually. I believe this is the first issue on 45. This is the first way this ever came out on Astra Records. 1966, the group was called The Castaways, and the song is I Found You. And I'm glad I did find you. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I love you very much. I'm so glad you listened to this music with me, and we can enjoy this stuff together. What great harmony, huh? Hope there's peace and harmony in your life. May harmony be with you. Till see you next time. Here are the Castaways on Astra 66, and I Found You. Good night.
I was all alone.